I'm Tom Rowe, and you are tuned into Turn on the News, a radio show about radio, radio art, radio news, media news, sound art, and more. You are tuned in to a show about radio and transmission art. We've got a lot of it tonight. We'll hear from the Beach Boys and their theories on the invention of radio. We'll also visit the group Improv Everywhere with their Car Alarm Symphony from early June weekend on Staten Island. And we'll check in with Lovid and their iParade app that'll be released this week. We'll be back with radio headlines in just a second on Turn on the News, a radio show about radio, radio art, radio news, media news, sound art, and more from Free 103.9 and newsroom.free103.9.org. With the radio headlines from free103.9.org, FREE103POINT9.org, or go to newsroom.free103.9.org for links to international sources of radio news, radio art, media news, sound art, and more. First, we head to Computer World, where Jakumar Vijan reports that quote, opinion appears sharply divided on whether the government and law enforcement should have unchecked authority to initiate a localized or citywide wireless service shutdown for public safety purposes. He continues, in April, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, issued a notice seeking public comments on the issue. Those comments came in last week, and they were due May 30th. And the FCC has gotten responses from all over, from things like the Bay Area Rapid Transit District in San Francisco last August. They had a controversial decision to temporarily cut off underground cell phone service to commuters in response to a planned protest against the shooting of a homeless man by a Bay Area Rapid Transit police officer. So those are the sort of things that the government is considering, whether they're going to have increased power to shut down all wireless communications, which we're also seeing happen in other parts of the world where there is protests and strife, such as Syria, Iran, China, etc. Over at The Hill, Brendan Sasso is reporting that Representative Jim Leggevin, a Democrat from Rhode Island, is making a last-minute push to get Congress to pass the Cyber Intelligence Sharing Protection Act, CISPA, or some version of it. The House passed CISPA in April, and Leggevin spoke at the Military Academy at West Point last weekend about there's still, quote, a gulf of opinions about the government's role in protecting private computer networks, a divide that has become, quote, an increasingly daunting barrier to passing comprehensive reforms, he says. You can go to this article at The Hill, see which side folks on Capitol Hill are taking on the issue. Benton.org points us to a FCC press release. New FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenworkel announced her staff. She's picked Valerie Galasso as confidential assistant and special advisor, and she has lots of telecommunications background. She's also a special assistant for legislative affairs for Vice President Joe Biden recently. She's also worked at the Congressional Affairs at the National Telecommunications and Information Administration at the Department of Commerce, and has a Master's of Arts in Public Policy with a concentration in Science and Technology from Johns Hopkins University. The commissioner also has picked Priscilla Delgado Argyris as legal advisor for wireline and consumer issues. She previously worked at a law firm, Wiley Ryan, and has been involved in federal and state communications law. Finally, in headlines, behind us we have the Connet Project, tracking number stations around the world. Finally, headlines, June 15th is Prometheus Radio Project is continuing their tour of cities around the country, the United States, looking for low-power radios possibilities, as the Federal Communication is likely to open a window early next year, 2013, for folks to apply for low-power stations around the country. Their next low-power FM radio clinic is at the NFCB conference in Houston, Texas, Friday, June 15th. Presenters include Vanessa Maria Graber from the Prometheus Radio Project, Sabrina Roach from Brown Paper Tickets, Michael Brown and Betty McArdle from Brown Broadcast Services, Gavin Dahl from KYRS and Common Frequency, and Donna DeBianco from Community Radio, a Community Radio Broadcast Consultant. You can go to prometheus.org for more information about that. Oh, goodness. That's like writing on a chalkboard. But before that was Dymaxion with Chasing Transistor Radio and the Beach Boys with That's Why God Made Radio. Next up, we're going to Staten Island, where this past weekend at least 100 folks or so showed up at a shopping center parking lot between a Lowe's and a Kohl's. They parked their cars and walked around the corner behind a 10-foot wall on the other side of a dead-end street alley on the parking lot. They all pressed... Well, let's let the video tell the story. This is from a group called Improv Everywhere. It was a project produced by Improv Everywhere as part of the Guggenheim Museum exhibition Still Spotting New York City. It's called Car Alarm Symphony on Turn on the News.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Today's mission is called Car Alarm Symphony. All 100 of us are going to park our cars in a shopping center here in Staten Island, and then at the exact same second, we're going to, like an orchestra, set them all off by pressing the panic or horn button on our keyless remote. This parking lot, there's a concrete wall on one side of it. On the other side of this wall, I found a dead end. We're all going to park our cars in the lot, and then we're going to exit the parking lot, walk all the way around the stores. We're going to go to this dead end, and we're all going to clump together like an orchestra. I'll conduct you guys, and we'll press our buttons at the same time. I'm going to actually conduct you, so we'll just do some people at a time, okay? Okay, you guys. Okay, you guys. Okay, you guys. Do you need to start moving somewhere to get a little closer? Just to make sure. Okay, yeah. You think you don't have it? You're good?
I have no idea how long I have.
No, wait, come on. Try to remember how many times you pressed it. All right, now let's see if we can start working to turn it off. Yeah, okay, we're trying to stop. Everybody try to hit lock or unlock to stop.
Quiet applause. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
All right, I'm Timur. You're listening to Turn on the News. And before that, we heard the group Improv Everywhere at their Car Alarm Symphony from Staten Island last weekend. And then Wendy Mae Chambers with New York, New York on Car Alarm, Car Horns, excuse me. And just then, we were hearing a collaboration between Michelle Rosenberg and Howard Huang and the group Lovid. And we're featuring and talking about the group duo Lovid, which is Telly Hinkus and Kyle Lapidus. They're a mostly visual group, but they also engage the sound and light spectrums. And on June 7th and June 9th of 2012, they're debuting their new mobile phone app, iParade, and that's what we're hearing in the background here, the sound part of the iParade app. It's a 2011 Rhizome commission, and the first major piece in their new Locative Media Art Series. It uses GPS data to access video, sound, and stories available only in specific spots within the Hamilton Heights neighborhood of Harlem in Manhattan. They call it an experimental locative cinema or locative video, a cinema and video that offers, quote, offers a new option using GPS and mobile media technology, unquote. And they have two special events in conjunction with this app release, June 7th at 7 p.m. and June 9th at 4 and 7 p.m. in the Hamilton Heights neighborhood at 1619 Amsterdam Avenue at West 140th Street. You can go to rhizome.org. They're covering and sponsoring this project, and or search for Lovid's iParade at the iTunes Plays or whatever. So this is the sound of the iTunes app, and we heard that last track, Ringing the New, from Lovid and Michelle Rosenberg and Howard Huang. And now let's hear, to take us out of Turn on the News for tonight, a bit of a live performance from Lovid from the Freeway 3.9 Gallery and Performance Space from December 21st, 2004 on Turn on the News, Lovid. Timer, you've been tuned into Turn on the News, a radio show about radio. Radio news, radio art, media art, sound art, and more. You can go to FREE103POINT9.org for more information, or newsroom.free103.9.org for links to international sources of radio art, radio news, media art, sound art, and more. Turn on the News is a daily look at transmission art, radio news, and more via free103.9.org and available through the Pacifica Radio Network.
The preceding show was produced by Free 103.9 at the WGXE Studios in New York.